Lips and the meditation of all our hearts we know and always acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 reads as follows. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." In the opening words of hymn number 120, you note it says, "O little tongue of Bethlehem." I don't need to read it back to you, but just to refresh your memory, "O little tongue of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." Let me say to you that the hymn focuses our attention on Bethlehem. And that is right. For at Christmas, all roads lead to Bethlehem. It is at Bethlehem, historically speaking, that the story of Christmas begins. So I invite you now to let us journey there in thought for a few minutes. Bethlehem was the birthplace of David, the shepherd boy who became king. For this reason, Bethlehem had acquired the title of the City of David. It was a city with associations of rigidity and royalty. It was undoubtedly one of the oldest towns in Palestine, for it is mentioned in the book of Genesis as the burial place of Rachel, Jacob's wife, mother of Joseph and Benjamin. For all of that, Bethlehem was not regarded as a place of outstanding importance in the history of the Jewish nation at that time. It was indeed a little town with only a small population, and it was overshadowed by Jerusalem, lying no more than 6 miles to the north. It is interesting to note that the people and the prophet Micah especially recognized the comparative insignificance of the town when he uttered his well-known prophecy, in which he hinted at a new glory which was to come to Bethlehem. He writes, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days." It was a remarkable prophecy, for the prophet to whom he made reference, for the prophet went on to say and to declare that this ruler to whom he made reference would be a shepherd king. 700 years and more went by, and the prophecy remained unfulfilled. Then, at long last, God's hour struck, and once again, little Bethlehem is mentioned in the Bible, but this time in the narrative of the New Testament. Both Matthew and Luke, the only two evangelists to record the nativity, expressly state that Christ was born at Bethlehem of Judea. It did not seem likely at first that such a thing, an event, would happen, for Mary and Joseph belonged to Nazareth in Galilee, and Nazareth is more than about 113 kilometers to the north of Bethlehem. Nevertheless, as a consequence of an imperial decree issued by Caesar Augustus of Rome, Joseph, who was of the house and line of David and Mary made the long trip to Bethlehem, where, according to Jewish custom, he was required to register his name. And so it came about that in David's royal city, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The birthplace of Jesus was a stable. In a sense, a stable was a fitting birthplace for him who, though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. So it happened, the most momentous event in the history of the world, and the world was made flesh. Yet it happened so quietly. So as we are reminded in verse 3 of the same hymn 120, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. There were no fanfare of trumpets that announced the birth of the Messiah that night. Neither did great Caesar in Rome, nor Herod the Jewish king in Judea, nor the high priest in Jerusalem knew anything about it. But while earth slept on in darkness and silence, the heavens blazed with lights and rang with the songs of angels. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men on earth. So it was to a band of humble shepherds guarding their flocks by night in the fields outside Bethlehem that the astounding news was made known, and they embarked upon a pilgrimage. Before we follow them on their quest, let us remind ourselves that the Hebrew name Bethlehem means house of bread, or more generally, house of food. It refers to the fertility of the place. The surrounding hillsides provided pasture for sheep and goats, and the valleys below produced crops of barley and wheat. As in the days when Ruth gleaned there in the fields of Boaz, Bethlehem was also noted for its wine and honey. It was a place where no one needed be in want, where there was food in abundance and food for all. With that thought in mind, we may return to the story of the shepherds. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Such was their resolve as soon as they heard the good tidings of great joy. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. The shepherds were not disobedient to the heavenly vision. They came with haste. There was a sense of urgency in their quest. They came confidently, taking God at his word. And eagerly looking for the sign that had been given to them, a newborn baby lying in a manger. My friends, those who come to Bethlehem in the same spirit as Christmas time will never be disappointed. In the house of bread, they will find a satisfaction which only God can give to the hungry souls of men and women, and which he freely offers to those who open their hearts to his love. So I say, I don't want to keep you too long and get you bored. I don't want to see anyone getting up and walking out on me. So I say, peace, joy, and love to us all at this time. Christmas, may the love of the child of Bethlehem change our hearts and minds. And as we kneel at the altar and share in the Eucharistic meal, so let us make our families truly happy, centers of love, faith, and joy. Cast out our sin, we pray, O Lord, and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us. Abide with us. O Lord Emmanuel. I have spoken to you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.